Okay, Brian, talk.
Yeah, I'm talking. We're talking about physics today.
We're not talking about physics today. Hi, everybody. My name is Bryce Jenkins, and this is Brian Romero.
Hello.
We're in quarantine. Siege of Mandalore just started yesterday, and Brian and I spent Thursday night crying while watching a Disney sing-along.
It was great.
Welcome to Sneaky Game.
We're back!
Hi everybody, welcome to Sneaky Geek, and we got a lot going on while absolutely nothing is going on because we are in quarantine. So, we got three major things we want to talk about today. The first being that cons are kind of canceled or indefinitely postponed, as the WonderCon people wanted to say.
Yeah, it was really awkward until I got my refund back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of potential events that could be still going on. We don't know whether they're going to cancel Comic-Con in San Diego. We still haven't heard any word as to whether or not they're going to cancel Celebration in August. But as of right now, E3 is canceled and WonderCon is canceled. Brian, tell them about the Disney pushback.
Marvel pushed back all of their movies because of the quarantine. Because quarantine. And no one's going to the movies because there is no movies.
Yep. Movies are closed. Yes. Disney has put a couple of films that were scheduled to go to movie theaters directly onto Disney Plus. In June, we will be getting our Artemis Fowl adaptation, which was originally going to go to theaters as far as I know, but it is on Disney Plus. It'll be put on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's going to be a possible test run for anything else they want to do, putting on Disney Plus there.
Yeah, I mean, they've got quite a few things on Disney Plus right now, including CGI hair coming out of Daryl Hannah's shoulder blades.
It looks so good! It does not. It's very weird and awkward, and apparently that's not the only edit to
There's quite a few going on in there, so we'll talk more about that in a bit. And then over at the apparently not essential business of GameStop, last month we saw the release of Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal, and both of those have been a production of numerous memes, primarily Animal Crossing. People have been putting that stuff all over the place, mostly because it's a digital way to hang out. Yeah. It's also been banned in China, sort of.
Gasp.
Yeah, apparently people were using that to do all sorts of fun things and use gaming and these platforms to talk to the world about anything you wanted.
How uncensored.
Yeah. So all of that today and more on Sneaky Geek. Because we're back.
Yay.
Okay. So cons. Cons are canceled.
Cons.
Cons.
That was well played. All right.
Cons are canceled. First thing that went actually wasn't WonderCon. WonderCon was still kind of indefinite. They just straight up canceled E3 before we'd even fully decided to shelter in place as a nation. That was wild because a lot of people were really unsure of what that was going to mean for gaming
news.
Because that's such a big conference.
Huge, yeah.
It's so big. So much comes out of E3.
No, they say the new consoles, any huge new games, surprises.
Demos get put out. In recent years, there's been a lot of games that either their demo or the game themselves released during E3.
Yeah.
And they made that announcement while E3 was going on. I used to download the E3 PlayStation conference every year, and I would just sit down and watch it with my brothers back when we were all living in the same house under the same roof. And this year, you know, with no E3, a lot of things people aren't really sure because they're not going to do a digital E3 where they'll like bring in and do these things, which honestly, there's a lot of cringiness going on in the let's get hyped, but we don't know how to hype because we're game developers, or worse, we're CEOs. there's been a lot of that, and it's been a little uncomfortable to watch, but the first question was, well, will you guys do something digitally? And they came out and they were like, no, that's not going to happen. But having said that, a lot of companies now, knowing that they don't really have a con to make these announcements at, some of them have gone just straight up.
They're just making announcements.
Making their announcements. Saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're working on.
Yeah.
Crysis apparently is getting a remaster, which Crysis is basically a tech demo as it is. Like, if you can run Crysis on your PC in 2011 at max settings, you're doing just fine in the graphics department. And now they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to remaster it. And I'm like, how much? I don't even, I mean, it's been a while since I played Crysis, but like, those graphics were out of control.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, but there's been another announcement, other announcements like that. And then shortly after E3 got canceled, WonderCon got canceled.
Yeah, it did. It was supposed to be this weekend. Last weekend.
Last weekend. We were supposed to get our treasure chests of hidden magic cards like we do every year.
Yeah.
Play briefly in a magic tournament, maybe watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel.
Yeah.
One last time.
Yeah, last season's coming up.
We, you know, there's all... WonderCon's really great because it's so much less television and film than Comic-Con is. Mm-hmm. So it has a much more niche crowd.
Yeah.
The vendors there are smaller. They're willing to negotiate a lot more because they're not... Because you're competing with thousands of other people instead of millions, you know, as it would seem. Because, I mean, Comic-Con, you've got people going into Comic-Con specifically just to buy goods and resell them later. So you're just dealing with everything. But, I mean, WonderCon's gone.
And I didn't know, because for a while they're like, well, we're going to see how this plays out. Stay tuned. And then we just got a refund. Like, oh, this will be postponed.
Like, yeah, they said postponed indefinitely was their original.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, for like a couple months, or because that'll end up coming in contact with like San Diego Comic-Con stuff, which is run by the same company.
Yeah.
And then Comic-Con we got
International.
Yeah. And then we got the refunds. We're like, oh, it's straight up canceled. Yeah. They don't want to say things are canceled. It's just postponed until next year. This year's canceled. You know,
basically. Well, and something that you have to also, I think, consider is that these are times when they start announcing what they're working on. And you and I both know, as members of the film industry, that no one's working on anything it's post.
Nope. Yeah.
And even then, can't really work on post very efficiently.
There's only so much you can do at home by yourself without really working with a team. So things, they can't work with a team with, you know, conference calls and whatnot. But just having that person in the next room or the next cubicle be going, hey, can you check this over here? You know,
from an editing bay perspective, like the director needs to be able to come in and watch the edit, watch the dailies.
Yeah.
Those people typically will do that together, like with your producers and stuff, and watch the early edits and things like that. That's not an option.
Yeah.
You can get close by sending it, but now you're sending gigantic files.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're doing that and you want a guy, you know, as a director, you want to see the like full-fledged product. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see something that's been, you know, compressed to all shit just so that it can get over to you.
Yeah.
And so they can still do like all of those things at full size, but it's going to take forever. It slows down the process tremendously. And if you decide that you need reshoots this time,
not gonna happen.
Doing reshoots. Thank God you know, like some of those projects finished when they did, because a lot of projects started finishing or at least finishing their reshoots in February, March. And that's hopefully will allow them to get some things done, some assemblies done. I know a lot of shows will do mock-ups like of what they're planning on the edit being, at least somewhat on the day. So, you know, they might have more ready for them when this all comes back together.
I suppose if anything, this gives people time to write and create more scripts and get ideas and collaborate a little bit more with more time, because there's a lot of time right now. You know, a lot of times people are kind of rushing when they're writing scripts, or
the deadline of we have to have it out by this release day has been the bane of video games existence forever. Look at Knights of the Old Republic.
You know, second one,
we dropped Knights of the Old Republic 2 drops an entire planet
from the final release, because they wanted it out instead of March, April. They wanted it out before Christmas. So there's the reason why the game is so glitchy on the Xbox was because there's so many things unintentionally taken out, and it just makes the game rough.
No Man's Sky. Everybody that I know who plays No Man's Sky right now loves that game.
Yeah. Because things got put back in.
But they put everything back together because they had to patch it like crazy. Mm-hmm. The Silent Hill remaster that got dropped on PlayStation 3. And when I say dropped, I mean it. Thing was a pile of garbage. You couldn't run more than so many frames in Silent Hill 2, which meant getting your timing down was near impossible because after a certain amount of animation frames, it would like have him like partially walk a step and it would just barely reduce your time, made getting 10 stars on it freaking impossible, as well as a ton of other glitches going on because these games get released before they're finished. Assassin's Creed has the same problem. Ubisoft would pump, 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 we got to move this out. Yeah. And these games would get released before they were finished. So with the ability to slow things down, as long as they're able to work during this time, my only fear is that they're not working during this time at all. And when they come back, they're going to try to rush through that little bit of let's get back to it. And they're not going to, they're either not going to be fully practiced at all anymore, or they will be good enough. And then they're going to put this crap out.
Instead of being good or great or amazing, they'll be like, no, this is good enough.
If I've learned anything during this time period, I would say that, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to hang out. Chill for a little bit.
Right.
So, right after we recorded this episode, the very next morning, we got notification that Comic-Con International has decided to close.
Cancel.
San Diego Comic-Con in July is no more.
Yeah, so it's pushed back to next year, next July.
In other words, they canceled this year's Comic-Con. You can say pushed back, but it's not like they're going to give us all of this year's information next year. It's done.
No, it's canceled. Yeah, they officially said it's canceled.
So we're not going to see a Comic-Con until July 2021, which means all sorts of people are about to get a bunch of money back.
Or they also announced that you can get a refund or you can just transfer it to next year. So if you got a badge for this year, it'll work for next year because it'll turn into next year.
Boom. Mm-hmm. So kind of push back in that regard.
But that also gives us a chance, and anybody else, if you didn't get a badge this year, when it opens up next year, gets you a chance to get that one as well.
Yeah, we normally do a big Comic-Con recap at the beginning of August or September every year, and I don't know what we're going to do around that time, but
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of announcements anyway.
Oh,
so
for sure,
just like they did with E3.
Disney pushback.
So Disney pushback, they pushed back pretty much all of their movies. I think the only one that really stayed was the new Pixar one, Soul. No, Soul. Onward was already out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and Onward.
But now
Onward's already come out. Yeah.
Onward's on Disney Plus, which, if you haven't watched that yet, do it. It is great. Such a good movie.
And the thing with Onward is Onward had already come to theaters.
Yeah, it was up for maybe a month.
By putting it on Disney Plus, they were allowed to kind of recoup some of their losses from that because Onward wasn't going to get any more ticket sales.
Yeah.
And so the only thing you could hope was that people would go, oh, shoot, I can see that new movie that was in the theaters last week on Disney Plus right now.
Yeah.
And suddenly, boom, that's on there. Frozen 2 is on there.
Yeah.
So Soul is their latest project.
Yeah, so Soul is still scheduled to be out June 20th, but we'll see how things go.
Are they planning on releasing it in theaters on June 20th?
Yes, that's the current plan.
Okay.
But after that, pretty much everything got pushed back. Especially the Marvel films. Black Widow is supposed to be out early May, and now that's pushed to November.
That's a long time.
Pretty much every movie got pushed to the next movie's date. So Eternals was supposed to be out in November. That's now in February. Shang-Chi, which I'm really excited about, is now May 7th of 2021. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is out November 5th, 2021. Which also, we just got word that Sam Raimi is directing that now.
Ooh!
So the original director and Marvel parted ways a couple months ago. And it was kind of up in the air, like, who's going to come in?
Have they started Principal yet?
I don't think so, no. But Sam Raimi's coming in, who did the original three Spider-Man movies, which the first two were amazing. And the second, or the third, the first half of the third one was really good. And then the studio shoehorned in Venom because Venom and, you know how that turned out. Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
Topher Grace?
No. No, the guy who runs Sony, who's got such a Venom. Hold on, I want to say Ajit Pai, but that's the net neutrality guy.
I don't know.
Avi Arad.
He's just a producer.
Yeah, but he is like the one who's like, Venom, Venom. Like, he's the one who kept pushing Venom, allegedly. Was he? I don't know. You know what? I'm quoting Dave. I don't know if that's true. Yeah. But because the studio had this frigging vision for Venom that they have
Venom cells
figured it out.
We'll get more on that later.
Mm-hmm.
But then Thor, Love and Thunder, was also pushed from, I'm actually really not sure. It might have been November of 2021, the Doctor Strange new date. But now that's February 18th, 2022.
Wow.
Taika's still directing that. He released a few little art pieces here and there, and he had a Q&A the other day, and he said, no, it's still going. Like, we're still in pre-production. But I'm excited for that one.
I'm excited for everything they've got, because really, they have had enough time, especially with this delay. They've had enough time to kind of let everyone miss them, which they did not give us between Spider-Man, between basically the Infinity epilogue that was Spider-Man, and the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to that point. It gives us a time to really breathe for a second, come back, appreciate what they keep that exists already, like that worked, but also say, hey, this is the direction we're going. Here's some new things. Here we got Eternals, we got Multiverse. Like, there's a lot of
TV shows that are coming out.
So what's going on with their TV?
I think some of those were also postponed because I think they're still shooting some of it.
Okay.
Or at least it was post-production status. So I haven't seen a whole lot of news on those, but I think the one thing I did see was that the first TV show out was the Falcon and Winter Soldier TV show.
Right.
That's
the one they advertised at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That got pushed back too. Really? Didn't give a date.
WandaVision?
Probably same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
They also announced that Black Panther 2 and Captain Marvel 2 are also coming out, both in 2022. So that's pretty cool. We kind of knew those were coming out, but now we have the definitive, like, hey, we are working on these, and, you know, these will be out in 2 years.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Did anybody else have any major delays announced just yet?
Mulan got pushed back as well.
Did Mulan not come out yet?
No. That was also supposed to be in May.
I thought Mulan was coming out in February.
Fact check.
Mulan already came back. Ming-Na Wen went to the premiere.
Yeah. So the premiere already happened, but wide release did not. And so it got pushed to July 24th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's weird time for movies.
Great time for video games if they're releasing online.
Sadly, New Mutants just got pushed to... I'm not sure if it's an indefinite date, but it was supposed to be out last weekend.
Dude, and that New poor Mutants movie has been pushed back so many times that by the time it's done, like, friggin' Arya Stark's gonna be an old woman. She already looks like she's 10 years older than she was when she made that movie.
Yeah, she's Wolfsbane in there. It's got a solid cast, and it's supposed to be a horror movie first and a superhero movie second. I'm really excited for it.
We've seen enough superhero movies that they've kind of transcended genres. It's time that we start seeing where we can go within the genre.
Branch out a little bit. Yeah. Which is why I was kind of excited for Black Widow, because it's a spy movie instead of a superhero movie.
Yeah. I mean, like Ant-Man was a heist movie instead of just a superhero movie.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of those movies got pushed back.
Comics got stopped.
Comics got just dead stopped.
I'm so worried for so many comic book stores.
Yeah.
If you are listening at home, which means you'd have to be, otherwise you wouldn't hear me. But for those of you listening at home...
If you're on a walk or if you're just going for a drive.
If you know anybody who wants comic books and you have access to a store that will send to you, deliver to you, allow
roadside
for curbside pickup, whatever, the comic book stores are not getting new comics right now because Diamond stopped all distribution about 3 weeks ago.
And they're... pretty much the monopoly in the industry.
They are the only ones who will be producing those things, and they're not producing right now. Yeah. And if that's the case, that means that these comic stores have no way to pay their rent unless you're buying comics. Mm-hmm. So if you rely exclusively on pulls, now is a time to go out and listen to people like us tell you what sets to get, what trade paperbacks to buy, whatever you can. You just got your $1,200 from Mr. Government. Go buy yourself a set of comics from a comic book store. Help them, because they will not be around for a lot longer if they can't figure out what they can sell.
Yeah.
Follow your local comic shops on Instagram. Help them out.
Yeah.
Because I want my comic shop to exist
Seriously,
after
though.
This is
I
all
love
done.
Those places. Yeah.
I love
Good
those
place
places.
For community. Like,
They're community centers. They are. And they're community centers that we don't have access to that are currently not getting any product to push.
Yeah.
They're only pushing old product right now. And that old product, I know you wish that you had gotten that like 3-issue Cloak and Dagger part of Spider Island. Mm-hmm. I know you want to go pick it up and figure out the rest of the story. I know you want Masters of Kung Fu because Shang-Chi's coming out. So like, help them out.
Good time to do it.
I'm getting off of my soapbox.
Walking Dead just finished up. They got trades out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. Go pick those up. You got plenty of time to read some stuff.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to read. Why are you not buying more comics?
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
on to video games with special guest Nick Barrow.
Nick, what up, homie?
This is where we transition. Okay, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, howdy.
Hey, so we want to do real quick, like, as just the highlights of all the stuff that we will have in our slightly extended version. Let's start with PlayStation and Xbox. We've got E3's been shut down, and so they've been releasing their own specs. Not that they were going to be doing a ton at E3 anyway, but what's going on with the specs for PlayStation and
Xbox? So the specs have been released. They actually came out towards the back half of 2019, and then more has been revealed in terms of the controller, and it seems like we're getting closer to the price point on both of the new consoles. We did receive word that PlayStation 5 or Sony is going to be cutting the production or the number of units that will be produced in the initial run of the PlayStation 5 due to cost implications on how awesome these specs actually are, which basically sound like entry-level computer in my mind. Gaming computer.
So we're looking at a scarce amount of them when it does get released. We will
five to 6 million units is what their estimate is. Could be less even based on what the economy looks like when we reach holiday 2020.
And then what's going on with Xbox? Are they also limiting production, or are they just beefing it out and throwing
Xbox it out? Is business as usual as of right now. So they just kind of had their...
That doesn't sound good.
No, a lot of people are claiming... A lot of gaming gamers and gaming fans are claiming Xbox winning round one of the new console war that's coming out. They just had a Microsoft Direct, which very similar to the Nintendo Directs, talking a little bit more about the Xbox Series X, the new controller, which is pretty much the same as their Xbox One controller, case in few, a little different aesthetics, changes to the aesthetic and button layouts. For the most part, they are sticking true to what they've been doing. So.
And the PlayStation, real quick, can you tell us a little bit more about this haptic vibration versus rumble technology?
Yes, rumble technology is getting thrown out the door, at least from the Sony side of things, and they are evolving their controller to feature haptic feedback, which is basically sensory computer technology built into the controller, which amplifies sensation. Think of it as AR for your hands, or VR for your hands, amplifying sensations. So you're walking through a desert environment or a grass plains with your character, you're gonna feel that on the controller. You're gonna feel the grass or the sand. If you are holding a weapon and you're shooting a gun, the recoil is gonna feel a lot more realistic in your hands than just a vibration.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Moving over into Nintendo, just before the shutdown, we had the release of Animal Crossing.
Lost him again.
And
lost you again.
We saw the release of Animal Crossing. What's going on with Animal Crossing, and how is that going in the game?
The Animal Crossing craze is stronger than it ever was, dating back to the original release in 2001. Finally, after a few years, we got New Horizons, which is a whole new take on the Animal Crossing formula. Gone are we hanging out in an animal forest. We are now on a remote island owned by Tom Nook himself, a mainstay in the series. You could go to your friends' islands, create your own remote island, and
so many people are visiting so many other people.
Yeah, it's fun. It's how everyone's connecting at a social level during times where we must be staying in place. So perfect timing for Nintendo to release that game.
Yeah, and it did well for their stocks as well. That's what
I think it got a bump, 52% bump in Nintendo stocks. So,
wow, Yeah, so it's doing incredibly well, and that's good for Nintendo, because mm-hmm. I do love seeing my console from a childhood, bouncing back, kicking ass.
Although it has been, because I have a Switch and I love it, and there's so many good games, Breath of the Wild and Pokemon Shield and Sword and all the indie games, so it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, they've been really, really good.
I would say the Switch was their Phoenix Rising.
Oh yeah,
out of the ashes of the Wii U. The Wii U, the death of the Wii U comes the resurgence.
Yeah.
So.
Yo, definitely, yeah.
And then the world of the gaming community has been doing some good things. You got any real good news coming from the gaming community?
Yeah, specifically the speedrunning community has taken to Twitch, and a lot of different sectors have been creating their own marathons in kind of like a similar fashion to what GDQ Games Done Quick, which is like the NFL of the speedrunning community, they do annually. These side marathons have been generating thousands of dollars of money for the general relief fund for COVID-19. So yeah, so you know, people have been beating the crap out of games very quickly and doing a great
to beat the crap out of COVID.
So
I love it. Love it. All right, Nick, well, thank you so much for giving us our quick little rundown of what's going on in the gaming community as of late. And if you want more details on that, everybody listening at home, we have, because you better not be listening somewhere else other than home.
Unless
you're going for a walk or you're driving, I suppose. Anyway, for those of you guys listening to our podcast, there will be an extended version of this conversation with a whole bunch of details and some cool facts about what Nick has been doing in the speedrunning community and some of the cool stuff that he's done in our next episode. But for now, Nick, what have you been doing in the last month? What have you been reading? What have you been watching?
What's getting you through this whole
COVID? Just a little bit of everything. I obviously have been tending to my Twitch channel, kind of blowing it up. And I have been going through my giant backlog of video games, grinding in Final Fantasy X again, which I kind of paused as a kid. And then I'm reading a lot of books, video game related, believe it or not. I'm reading a nonfiction novel about the history of Nintendo. So a lot of interesting facts I've picked up from there.
Does it start all the way back in the 1800s with the card stuff?
Of course, when they're a playing card company, it starts way back when, and how they kind of like ruled that industry with an iron fist too. So they're scary. That's what I've learned in that book is Nintendo is very, very scary. They come off as kid friendly, but from an industry standpoint, they were feared. Yeah. They ruled with an iron fist, and I think they still do. Iron.
Only for Nintendo, Nintendo licensed only. Yeah. All that stuff that happened when they first came into the electronic gaming world.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, just dabbling a little bit of everything, and then obviously trying to stay healthy, do some workouts here and there, and wait until this thing is done so we could go out and celebrate.
Are you playing any new game lately that has been kind of really exciting?
Yeah, so Animal Crossing, obviously have been diving into that, losing some hours to that. But then also I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Untitled Goose Game. Yeah. Yes. So
I have it too. I haven't played as much as I wanted to, but I got it. I downloaded
so much fun. For those who don't know what we're talking about, but it's just basically a game where you're a goose and you're just ruffling everyone's feathers, no pun intended. And yeah. you're breaking doors, scaring people while they're trying to sip their tea. It's ridiculous.
It sounds like a more malevolent version of Goat
Simulator. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the music and art style are beautiful. It's a fun,
it's so good, so nice,
fun, simple game, calming. Very calming and relaxing too. So,
How about you, Brian?
Yeah. I've actually been going through some of my backlog of video games.
Yeah.
So I finished up Fallen Order. It was great. It was so good.
I'm about 75% into it, as you know, because we live in the same house.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually going through Pokemon Shield right now. I just became the champion. So get some
congratulations.
But now I'm going through the Pokédex, trying to fill that baby up, and looking forward to the DLC coming out.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll have to trade. I know we haven't jumped into raids yet, but I beat that as well. So just working on my Pokédex. Let me know when you need to trade some stuff over.
Oh, dude, yeah, no, it'll happen. It'll happen.
Yeah, how about in books? Are you reading anything?
I've been catching up on a lot of comic books. I had a big old stack, and I made it through about halfway right now, and took a little bit of a break, and ADD kicked in, so I've been going between comics and music, and picking up my bass again, and then doing quick little workouts. Or
yeah,
just
this dude's been
walks.
Jamming on his bass almost daily. I hear it.
That's awesome. It makes me miss my drums. But yeah, no, I can pick the bass back up. Listen to some new podcasts. There's a Scrubs podcast that's amazing. The cast from the show's on there. They got the creator up on one of the episodes. And it's just wholesome, good, fun stuff.
Thank you. And of course, you're working out also.
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Luckily, we have weights and some kettlebells here that I've been doing. So.
Yep.
Yeah, what about you, Bryce? What you got going on?
I am moving really fast through the American Gods book. Neil Gaiman is a phenomenal writer, and I've known that I really enjoy his writing style for a while, but lately it's just been
sit down and read and chill.
Yeah, and I've started putting my phone, like, I don't pick up my phone in the morning because I feel like I'm immediately requiring myself to socialize that way, so mm-hmm. I've been leaving my phone down before I like dive into all those things. And smart. I mean, some days I'll go 6-7 hours without, I know it's 8 hours because my phone locks me out at 8 hours mm-hmm. and I have to enter a password, and I've gone as many as 8 hours during a day. So during my morning, I try to read, I try to make myself breakfast and try to have some sort of schedule just to kind of keep some normalcy.
Yeah.
And in that, I've been reading American Gods, mm-hmm. Which is, again, fantastic. I've been working my way into, is it Dan Slott's run?
Oh, yeah, you're in the middle of Dan Slott's Spider-Man run.
Middle of Dan Slott's Spider-Man run and all of the affiliated books that come with Spider-Island.
Oh, Spider-Island.
Which ooh. Has
been so good. So great good. Series. Everyone in Manhattan has become exposed to these bugs that are basically giving people spider powers, and many of them have unfortunately been bitten. And so there's all these people with spider powers, good guys, bad guys. And the city of New York is like rallying together to fight the crummier side of New York, all with spider powers. And it's been really good. Cloak and Dagger have a big part in it, which I really liked. They've really just kind of integrated everything, but in a way that is still very small scale, which is my favorite type of comic event. Okay. And then video games, I'm working my way through Fallen Order and God of War.
God of War, yeah.
Finally getting through God of War.
Yeah.
And it is...
It's been cool watching that. I'm not a big video game... or watching other people play video games, because I just like, why? I want to play a video game. Why would I just want to watch? But
you say this, of course, to the guy who's like raising money and helping save lives.
But at least with that stuff, it's fun because it's speed running and like that's exciting.
Yeah, just watching someone play through that you could be playing.
But God of War has such a cool storyline, and it's just so vast.
Yeah, it's vast. The dialogue between the characters that's happening in game has been really, really good. Mm-hmm. I've been really enjoying that. And then, of course, on the side, we planted a garden in the backyard.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Special guest Clay Davis built up a pretty good garden. And
yeah, he kind of tilled the whole thing for us. And then the three of us kind of plotted out what we wanted to do for seeds and how we were going to put them all out. Yeah. We've already got things sprouting up. We'll have arugula and spinach pretty soon.
Who needs Animal Crossing when you got real life there?
I got real gardening.
Yeah.
And some socializing. That's been kind of what's going on my end. Nick, you pick up any new projects that aren't gaming and geek related per se, but like skills that you're trying to develop?
You know what? Honestly, I'm falling in that category.
Hey, that's okay.
I have two guitars at my mom's place, so maybe I could grab that when I have to make an emergency stop there. So yeah, you know what? Writing maybe. I've been writing reviews on games more, so there's that.
That's like journalism.
Yeah, doing more research. But honestly, I just like working on my Twitch channel though. You know, that creative outlet is kind of new to me, which is really nice. Yeah.
I mean, I realize that everybody and their mother has the capacity to write something on Yelp, but like the art of a good review that gives the information that is needed and the information that is wanted, as well as some other like either interesting facts in a way that is succinct, it takes some skill. And if you're doing that often, like I mean, if a restaurant reviewer has a job and is paid to do it, there's no reason why reviewing video games the way you've been doing it shouldn't be considered a legitimate form of content creation.
Absolutely.
I seriously, like, I'll get on, like, Patient Gamers or Speedrunners or even the PlayStation Forum, and if I see a game I've never heard of, I'll just ask, like, hey, what's this game like? And I'm always just floored by how the community will come forward and say, yes, like, here's what you need to know. Here's, if you're looking for this, you know, I watched X Play for years, and these guys are way nicer than the X Play people. Yeah. No offense to Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb, but, you know, there were quite a few games I missed because they said they weren't good that turned out to be actual, like, stellar games.
Yeah.
So, well, Nick, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's been great talking with you.
Really, of course, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing how everything turns out with this this new remote podcast recording situation.
Yeah, this turned out really well. We'll have to do this a lot more often.
Heck yeah. So good luck on your next NFL Blitz run.
Thank you.
In our other podcast. That is actually confirmed another podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Nick.
See you. Bye, guys. Take care.
Cool. All right. So that was one of our new first episodes in months because of things have been going on. But now that we have all this time in this quarantine. Yeah. Lots.
All the things. Mm-hmm. Lots of cool things. Lots of not as cool things.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I've got... I mean, you were working.
Mm-hmm, I was working
a ton.
Long days.
Five, 6 days a week, 12-hour, 14-hour days.
Yeah.
I've been in grad school. Obviously, that's been something that slowed this whole podcast down tremendously. But, I still was making videos for, like, the Comic Book Hideout and stuff.
Yeah.
But between all that, we really just didn't have time. But now we got all the time.
We
in
got
the world.
So much time,
and there was only so much consuming of content that I could do. Feel like before we finally were just like,
I barely
let's
caught
create
up
something.
And kept up with comics, and I just read a whole bunch last week, catching up. But
here we are.
No, so even before our hiatus, we had a few episodes that we were in the middle of editing that we just had no time to edit. Mm-hmm. So. Keep an ear out for that. We have an interesting Venom episode we did last year when the movie came out. We're going to twist that around and try something new with that because we probably talked about it before. We just shit-talked the entire time.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly our most positive experience.
No.
But we have that. We have a very, very positive review of The Joker, which I think we should also revisit in the same way.
Yeah, definitely. I'm down
and
for
then,
that.
And we have a little bit of news stuff. We had Clay on for a little while.
Yes,
we have actually recorded. We got a few things in the can that we want to drop.
Yeah.
So keep an ear out for those. I think we're going to drop those probably
next week or two, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully just kind of sprinkle them out. I don't know that they're going to be on any particular schedule.
Yeah, just look for them.
I'd like to try to keep this on a schedule.
Yeah. So we got plenty of time right now. So hopefully, you know, we're gonna get some new content out there on the regular.
Yeah, because we really miss we miss all of our interaction with you guys, and we miss recording.
Yeah, and we're working on processes to get some special guests in, and some old guests, and some new guests, and just we're gonna try some new formats and just. You know, we're just going to go with the flow, and whatever we feel like talking about, you know what? We're going to do it.
Because what else do you got going on?
So if you guys have any ideas, please let us know.
Yeah, shoot us a message on Instagram. We're probably most active on Facebook, either one of us, Bryce Rankins or Brian Romero.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can message us privately on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. We barely touch our Twitter, so if you're mentioning us on Twitter, thanks.
Wow. Yeah.
We don't know about it.
Yeah. That's,
And if you want to find us on TikTok, no.
Yeah, hard no.
Sorry, I'm like glaring at this microphone. Like these people
no
have any ideas.
No.
So this is a podcast. And, And I'm glaring angrily at this microphone. And it's got a big foam thing on it. And it looks vaguely phallic.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable looking at this thing.
But that's a whole different podcast.
That is a whole different podcast. No,
hey, we got both of them in there.
That is not a whole different podcast.
No,
we are not a whole different podcasting.
We're not going to do
about
that
my phallic looking microphone.
Thanks for listening, guys. I hope your guys' quarantine is healthy and you guys are safe. And we just appreciate you guys still sticking around. Or even if you're just finding us now, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah. We are really, I was just so glad to be recording again.
Yeah. It's been too long.
All right, homies.
Cool.
Bye,
thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye now.
Get some physics.